Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And in the year that you get Aaron Rodgers and they get the upgrade, you know, when you look at all the quarterback injuries now, and there's five quarterbacks who are injured and missing time, Rodgers may ask himself in a quiet moment if he should have just waited for a serious quarterback injury and not signed on with the team. Because if things don't change quickly, he's not going to get that playoff berth that he wants to cap his career with.
Mike Florio saying maybe Aaron Rodgers wishing he was elsewhere. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jason Mackey with us for this entire hour. Jason is brought to you by Westminster College, exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. I think it's a little early for that kind of talk. I think Rodgers has played good football through 2 weeks. Pat Bostic was on with us yesterday and was fabulous in breaking down the intricacies of Rodgers' game against Seattle, and he definitely did not play as bad as the statistics would indicate. He didn't get a lot of help. He had a touchdown turned into an interception. He got sacked three times, and he also had a drop from Pat Freiermuth, a couple of drops from DK Metcalf. I think Rodgers knows he can play. I think Rodgers is probably disappointed in the defense. He probably thought he'd come here, play well, and the defense would help him get some wins. But it is just two games. But it's interesting because Minnesota, your next opponent after the Patriots, J.J. McCarthy was the guy standing in the way of Rodgers going to Minnesota. Well, now he's been hurt, and the reports coming out of Minnesota are, if Carson Wentz plays well, why would they cede it back to J.J.? So, do you think Rodgers is rethinking things right now?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all. Not at all. I think he's happy where he's at. I think he actually does love the city of Pittsburgh, loves the tradition of Pittsburgh, loves the autonomy he probably has in the offense, knows that, you know, can get on. I mean, it'd be different if Minnesota was lighting it up right now. Like, maybe he would think about it a little bit, like, man, like, you know, Justin Jefferson, you know, he's had 150 yards a game, and you know, this offense looks like it's highly potent. Like, they haven't really done anything, you know, even with J.J. McCarthy in there. If he was out, like, I don't think he's thinking about it at all. I think he's fine.
They'd have to be like 2-9 and Minnesota Steelers, be sitting there like 9-2 and then go, I made a poor choice.
Mm-hmm. It's two games.
Right.
It's two games, and the offense has been just fine. I have no issues with the questions with the Steelers right now. That was a loud one, Crowley.
I know, they always are. Sorry, yeah. Jason. You're not used to it.
I actually do the same thing myself, just generally not into a microphone.
I turn it off.
All right. The issue is the defense. The issue isn't Rodgers. It's two games.
Well, I think understand. That's kind of the point, though, is he thought he was coming in here and he was going to play well, because of course he's going to think he's going to play well, and then, hey, if I put up 20 points, we're going to win a game because we got a great defense.
Yeah, it's been two games.
Yeah, but
chill out from Aaron Rodgers' perspective. Now, from a fan's perspective, I think that looks different because you're looking back to last season. This isn't a one-game thing, and I think it's probably frustrating for people when the Steelers are acting like this season is completely anew, like last year didn't happen. But you know what? For Aaron Rodgers, it didn't. If we're talking about his psyche, I don't see why he would suddenly be upset two games into the season.
Yeah, I don't think he's there. In fact, I've been really impressed by Rodgers and his leadership publicly since they brought him in, since calling Roman Wilson out, but respectfully during camp, to the way he handled his post-game press conference this week. I think Rodgers is this kind of steady hand right now, which is kind of wild whenever the outside perception was he was going to be the dude to come in here and rock the boat. And you can see by this theory that Florio throws out there why Rodgers would be so distrusting of the media. It's not like Florio said, well, I'm hearing from Rodgers' people. He's just saying, I wonder if, and then that takes off.
Right.
And all of a sudden, well, Rodgers is having buyer's remorse.
Right, exactly.
Right. I think...
There's a lot of reasons to be distrustful of media. I'm a member of the media. I don't disagree with you, man. I see where athletes are coming from. Being misquoted, people with agendas, all that crap. I mean, Doran, you saw it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You and I could talk about this for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a very big importance that both sides have to tell an accurate story and an informed story.
Mm-hmm.
But
there needs to be validity behind it, though. Like,
right.
It needs to be valid. Like, don't just throw. But we live in this day and age. It's different than it was 10 years ago. Like, even just a decade ago, it's way different now, where it's like, all right, if I throw something out there, I get all the clicks.
Yep.
Right.
Get all the likes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though Aaron Rodgers didn't say this, I know that people are going to run with it, just like you said. That's where it's gone away. Journalism has gone to a different place, in my opinion.
That's because everybody's a journalist now, right?
Everybody.
Yeah, they fancy themselves that.
No, they ain't. This would be a great show or a great podcast. I'm serious. This whole discussion. But how to accurately do it.
But they are, though, right? I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you.
In your mind, they're not. But, like, you look at what matters now, and it's, you look at this random guy that has, you know, Pickensburg or whatever his name is, and he has 100,000 followers. Do they think they're journalism, and people think that they are because they have 100,000 followers?
No, I completely agree with you, Doran, and it's a gigantic problem. I'm just saying, from somebody on the inside that makes his living doing this stuff, like, if you're reading something
and cultivating
from me that
real relationships,
says sources, like, you bet your behind that's coming from a place, an informed place,
for sure.
Somebody who's making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not guessing at that point. And you go to painstaking lengths to get that. It's a lot of, like, lost conversations, unreturned phone calls, messages, all this stuff. Like,
so you're
I'm not
probably more pissed than somebody like Aaron Rodgers, then.
Well, I don't even think would Florio
more pissed than somebody like Dan Rodgers?
Like, because there's people out here to just throw stuff out there, and you're putting it on the legwork and actually trying to get stuff.
It's constantly infuriating.
Right.
But, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't necessarily think Florio did anything wrong. He was sort of looking at it through his eyes, what Rodgers could be thinking. Of course he knew what he was doing. Of course he did.
I'm always amazed that everything in the NFL, anything anybody says, it, like, catches fire.
Yeah.
Well, right? Like, he's not purporting facts.
You got the Dove Climens.
He's just saying words.
And who's the dog?
Oh, my God, look at what Mike Florio said.
I love Florio.
Doesn't matter if it's real.
West Virginia guy.
I know that, but I'm saying, like, it doesn't have to be rooted in reality. He's not reporting actual things that he knows that Aaron Rodgers is feeling.
Correct.
He's just saying something, and we're reacting to it like it's gospel.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, I don't think we're reacting to it as if it's gospel.
Some people are.
I think it's an interesting talking point. Like, do you think Rodgers could be, not saying that he is, do you think he could be regretting his decision with the J.J. McCarthy thing going down? But I also think it's a little too early for that. I think it's a little too early for that. And he says he wants to have fun, and I believe him with that. I think Rodgers, if he plays all season long, stays healthy, and the Steelers finish with a winning record, I think he feels comfortable walking off into the sunset. I don't think his goal was to come in here and win a Super Bowl. Now, if it happened, of course, like, that's what he won. Like, that's what he's striving for. But you can shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you land among the stars.
If Broderick Jones doesn't pick it up, he's going to be crawling into the sunset.
Well, and then he might regret it. if he gets folded in half like a lawn chair. Like, I saw this video on social media yesterday of someone at Idlewild doing the anti-gravity thing, and she was like 60 years old, and instead of being straight up against the wall, she got folded in half. If that's what Rodgers looks like when the season's over, yeah, he might just regret playing altogether. But we're not there yet. We're two games in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.